With your QCCR news update, I'm Ed Halverson. Queen's Ground Search and Rescue is seeing a resurgence in membership and technology. Based in Queens, the group can be called to respond across Nova Scotia to assist RCMP trying to locate people lost in the woods. Searcher Jason Croft says the organization is 20 members strong, half of whom are active searchers, and they're still recruiting.
The only real requirement is that you're physically fit to walk in the woods. I mean, all training is provided by Queen's Ground Search and Rescue.
That usually involves completing several modules.
Your typical training would be map and compass, GPS, maybe clue finding, and wilderness survival, for example. Just to make sure that not only can you do the job, but you can stay safe while you're doing it.
Croft says Queen's Ground Search and Rescue usually receives 6 to 8 calls per year to assist in a search. The group is also building out a trailer to replace their aging bus as a mobile command center. The trailer has several stations, including communications to stay in contact with other search teams, a tracking station to monitor the location of the searchers, a logistics position to track equipment that's being deployed, and a search manager station to coordinate how the search will proceed. Longer-term goals include buying a drone, infrared thermal imaging equipment, and off-road response vehicles to assist in their searches. Queen's Ground Search and Rescue is self-funded and constantly looking for grants and fundraising opportunities. Croft says the pandemic has put a damper on those activities, but hopes that will improve as COVID restrictions lift. He says the members are excited to see an upward trend in new recruits after declining enrollment over the past few years.
We're now trying to look into making sure that our infrastructure and our technology takes the appropriate steps forward now to match not only current demands, but our current sizing.
To find out how to become involved with Queen's Ground Search and Rescue, head to their Facebook page. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.